January 9th, 2024, and it's time for Elevate Your Day. And first of all, we're going to start off with The Buzz. The Buzz is kind of a recap of what we've got going on at Hale Multimedia. So we're going to go over kind of what we've done website-wise, what's coming up for expos, and some projects that we did internally. So you ready to go over that?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to the studio, Miss Andy.
Hello.
All right. So what do you have going on at Hale Multimedia?
Well, I'm helping Helberg and Ness a little more, getting things tweaked. We also are working on our expo websites, getting those ready, because those are coming up in March and April.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wichita Falls and in Kansas.
Right.
Two different expos. Mm-hmm. What else? You're teaching.
I was doing my homework.
Teaching a high school class.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's a big part of our life, is teaching our children.
Yes.
And it's at the high school level now, so what were you studying?
I was working on the forensics worksheets.
Ah, forensics. So you're into Forensic Files now. My favorite program, one of my very favorite programs.
Their senior high school science class.
Nice. That's a good choice. So who chose that curriculum?
I did.
Nice. The beauty of homeschool.
That's right. That's right. Well, they were interested in it too, so.
Good. Yeah, it was. And they've kind of watched us watch those CSI shows for some time.
Yeah, and Bones.
Yep.
Yeah, and all those.
All those crime investigation shows.
Yep, yep, yep. So, that's what we've been doing.
All right. Well, I think it's about... Yes. And you mentioned digging deeper. So we got to tell people that all of those Rumble videos, and I say Rumble videos because there are videos, are episodes, documentaries, music videos that we had on several different channels on Rumble are now moved into our own server network right there on diggingdeepertv.com. That's diggingdeepertv.com. Go there to the on-demand section. You're in for a treat now.
Yes. Search for Faith Matters and you can find all of our
podcasts. And then you can also see all the Ugly Truths, all the Truman's Matrixes, the Healthy Living segments, the Lives. They're all in there, as well as other documentaries like Watch the Water and Vax, Plandemic, other.
Absolute Proof.
Yeah. Lots of different banned and censored videos.
Right.
Go to the new website there at diggingdeepertv.com. So that's what I was working on most of the day. And,
yep.
And the kids, the whole family, everybody pitched in getting that database transferred over. So check it out, please, diggingdeepertv.com. So I think it's about time for our devotional, right?
It sure is.
It's called The Bridge. The Bridge, we're doing this again today, just like yesterday. This is day two with Xavier Cornejo. And this is, today's topic is actually move your feet. Ah, very good. So we're talking about taking that step forward. Did we touch on that yesterday?
That's
kind
of what we ended with yesterday, yes.
Yeah, that taking that step forward, like Tom said in one of his songs, it's like so many people just are running in place. It's not moving forward. So.
Yep. Gotta move forward.
Let's take a look at what we have here.
Now the gates of Jericho were tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go in or out. But the Lord said to Joshua, I have given you Jericho, its king, and all its strong warriors. You and your fighting men should march around the town once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. On the 7th day, you are to march around the town 7 times with the priests blowing the horns. When you hear the priests give one long blast on the ram's horns, have all the people shout as loud as they can. Then the walls of the town will collapse and the people can charge straight into the town.
It's hard to believe. I mean, it's hard to read. march around, yell a bunch, and then boom, yeah, whatever.
All right.
So, and then keep going.
So Joshua called together the priests and said, take up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant and assign 7 priests to walk in front of each carrying a ram's horn. Then he gave the orders to the people. march around the town, and the armed men will lead the way in front of the Ark of the Lord. After Joshua spoke to the people, the seven priests with the ram's horns started marching in the presence of the Lord, blowing the horns as they marched, and the Ark of the Lord's covenant followed behind them. Some of the armed men marched in front of the priests with the horns and some behind the ark, with the priests continually blowing the horns. "Do not shout, do not even talk," Joshua commanded. "Not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout." "Then shout." So the Ark of the Lord was carried around the town once a day, and then everyone returned to spend the night in the camp. Joshua got up early the next morning, and the priests again carried the Ark of the Lord. The seven priests with the ram's horns marched in front of the Ark of the Lord, blowing their horns. Again, the armed men marched in front of the priests with the horns and behind the Ark of the Lord. All this time, the priests were blowing their horns. On the second day, they again marched around the town once and returned to the camp. They followed this pattern for 6 days. On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn and marched around the town as they had done before. But this time, they went around the town 7 times. The seventh time around, as the priests shouted the long blast on their horns, Joshua commanded the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the town. Jericho and everything in it must be completely destroyed as an offering to the Lord. Only Rahab the prostitute and the others in her house will be spared, for she protected our spies. Do not take any of the things set apart for destruction, or yourselves will be completely destroyed, and you will bring trouble onto the camp of Israel. Everything made from silver, gold, bronze, or iron is sacred to the Lord and must be brought into his treasury." When the people heard the sound of the ram's horn, they shouted as loud as they could, and the walls of Jericho collapsed. The Israelites charged straight into town and captured it. They completely destroyed everything with their swords. Men, women, young and old, cattle, sheep, goats, and donkeys. Meanwhile, Joshua said to the two spies, "Keep her promise. Go to the prostitute's house and bring her out along with her family." The men who had been spies went in and brought Rahab out, her father, mother, brothers, and all her relatives who were with her. They moved her whole family to a safe place near the camp of Israel. Then the Israelites burned the town and everything in it. Only the things made from silver, gold, bronze, or iron were kept for the treasury of the Lord's house. So Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute and her relatives who were with her in the house, because she had hidden the spies Joshua sent to Jericho's, and she lived among the Israelites to this day. Joshua 6:1-25.
I was wondering if you were just going to read the whole story.
And it was pretty close. I wasn't
sure if that was a story or the actual scripture. So that actually was the...
It was from the New Living Testament. So okay. It does sound a little more story-like. So that's mm-hmm. why I chose that version.
Joshua 6:1-25. "There are people who can point us in the direction of the bridge, but we are the ones who need to move our feet." So the title, The Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have people in our life that can do that. You need to have people you can ask for advice when you don't know how to advance or how to embrace a strategy to expand. We all need someone we can ask for directions, someone who can teach us how to win. In Joshua's story, it's God who gives him the winning strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in James 3:17, "But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere." James 3:17.
No matter what your walk in life is or what your beliefs are, if your dreams are important and you don't know which way to go, you can always speak to God. Take a few minutes and ask Him for wisdom for the road ahead so you can reach your dreams someday.
In James 1:5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." Those words are comforting. The strategy that led Joshua to triumph was a very unusual one. Attack a city protected by walls. Sun Tzu, one of the greatest strategists who ever lived, says the following: Maintaining an army is expensive. A host of 100,000 men can cost 1,000 ounces of silver a day for provisions like food, chariots, spears, arrows, armor, and oxen. Prolonged warfare can exhaust the resources of any state, leaving it weak and vulnerable. Hence, aim for a quick and decisive victory, not prolonged campaigns. Avoid besieging walled cities, because they usually take months of preparations and many impatient generals will squander their men in pointless attacks.
Do you think maybe our leaders of this day just don't read that anymore?
Yeah, they don't get anything anymore. I mean, most of them.
However, Joshua didn't take months of preparation. It only took him 7 days to conquer that city, because when God is in the equation, there is no goal you cannot reach, no dream you cannot fulfill, no ocean you cannot navigate, no mountain you cannot climb, and no battle you cannot win. Mm-hmm. When the wisdom of God is present, everything is different and nothing is impossible. To win, you need all the wisdom you can accumulate. Give yourself a chance to win.
Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. She will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. Proverbs 3:13-18. Mm-hmm. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
It's all about wisdom. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, let's pray for some wisdom. Dear Lord, thank you for the wisdom of Joshua and the patience and the understanding of how to follow directions to a T. Lord, give us that patience and wisdom to follow your directions as specifically and honorably as Joshua did, and the commanders as they took care of the covenant. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this lesson today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Wow, okay, so we're talking about this day in history now, January 9th, and today is 2024, but there are some other things going on. We go all the way back to 1768, and we have the first modern circus opening in London. You know the name Philip Astley, probably considered the father of the modern circus, pioneered the idea of performing equestrian stunts in a circus ring rather than in a straight line. Circus had the dual advantage of allowing the audience to keep the rider in sight and allowing the rider to take advantage of the centrifugal force to maintain their balance while performing tricks on horseback. Now, Astley was also the first to have acrobats, jugglers, and clowns entertaining the crowd during breaks between trick riding acts. Brilliant guy.
Huh.
His circus was so successful that he toured Ireland and France and was mentioned in a number of famous works of fiction, including Jane Austen's novel Emma and Charles Dickens' Sketches by Boz.
Interesting. Well, 1793 was the first hot air balloon flight in the United States.
Ooh, cool. Yeah, you know, speaking of hot air balloons, the Nationals are held in Scottsbluff, Nebraska.
Yes.
What happened on January 9th? Well, you know, Apple launched iTunes, revolutionizing how people consume music. That was in 2001. Actual iTunes.
Really?
And then?
And then
happened?
In 2007, Apple launched the iPhone.
The actual iPhone. So iTunes, because there was the iPod and all the high quality music. Wow, right. Some other things. Before that, the Lakers streak in 72. That's okay. And I talked about the first modern circus already.
Yeah.
And then Columbus sees mermaids. What's this?
In 1493, Columbus mistaked manatees for mermaids. He thought he saw mermaids.
Okay,
so
also, and Richard Nixon was born on this day in history in 1913. And farther back than that, in 1887, record snow and cold decimates cattle herds. That was back in the 19th century. 1987.
Sylvester Stallone starts filming Rocky in 1976.
Oh yeah, he starts filming Rocky, and then you know what happened after that? A series of movies, one after the other after the other. Right. We all went to most of them, I'm thinking. But there was also The Hillside Stranglers in 1984. One of them was finally sentenced to life in prison.
Wow.
Now, in 1952, President Truman warns of the Cold War.
Which did end up happening.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of things that happened on this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
But what is today's National Days? Well, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
That is the most important one on the list right there. Tuesday, January 9th, 2024, National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Looks like they're also celebrating the first balloon launch because it's also National Balloon Ascension Day.
Very good. Very good. Good. And do you like to write poems? You know, I mean, a lot of lyricists and musicians write poems because those are lyrics to songs. But if you like to write poetry, today is Poetry at Work Day.
Oh, you could just be a good reciter.
Anything. Yeah. Just have some fun. Write something down.
Yes. Or you could just share a silly poem with your friends. You know, it's also National Word Nerd Day.
Word Nerd. I think I was saying something to you earlier, but let's not go there. How about National Static Electricity Day? Ooh, that blanket I had on earlier.
Oh, it sure was full
really
of it.
Static.
And we always have to have a food.
Let's have a couple, huh?
Well, it's definitely National Apricot Day. I think that sounds all right.
Okay, that's a nice fruit. Apricots are pretty fresh.
Yep. Yep.
And some sort of casserole day here too, right?
Yeah.
Cassoulet?
Yeah.
What's a cassoulet?
It looks like a casserole. I don't know.
All right. We're going to just say that's what it is. Today on January 9th, 2024, we hope that we were able to elevate your day. Thanks again for listening. I'm Brian.
And I'm Andy.
May God bless.